You have no idea what it feels like. Oh, you can say that you've been down that road before. No, you can say that you feel my pain. You can say that the same thing happened to you a year ago. But you really have no idea what it feels like. Unless you, too, picked Virginia to be in the Final Four. How important is it that someone be able to relate to your circumstances? Isn't that why we have groups of widows and groups of young mothers and groups of those who are divorced? A common language, a common experience. But what do we have in common with Jesus? You'd probably say, not much. Unless we take a second look at the letter to the Hebrews today, which reminds us that when Jesus was in the flesh, he offered cries and tears, asking to be saved from his suffering. He didn't want to hurt. He didn't want to die. Well, maybe he and I do have something in common. When I meet people in their suffering, the reality is that I usually don't know what it feels like. I don't know what it's like to lose a child. I don't know what it's like to be bullied online. I don't know what it's like to live from paycheck to paycheck. I don't know what it's like to be addicted to alcohol. The majority of people who come to me with some kind of suffering, I can't relate to them in that specific sense. Now, there are some areas where I can relate. Some paths of sin that, unfortunately, I have walked myself. Some small sufferings that I've endured. But I'll never forget a short conversation I had with Father Benedict Groeschel. He was the famous Franciscan who started the Franciscan Friars of the Renewal. And before I was even a priest, visiting with him for a little bit, and he said, "Wesley, there are people who have had more suffering in a week than you have had in your life." And he was right. He still is right. But that doesn't make me or any of you less sensitive to the human condition. As long as we are willing to suffer with someone, which is literally what the word compassion means, then I don't have to know exactly how it feels if I'm willing, in a sense, to feel it with you. And no one knows compassion like our Lord. He didn't have to become one of us. He could have saved us in some other way. But he chose to do it through his loud cries and tears. So that when we arrive at our own, we will be met by a God who knows how we feel, and in fact, who feels it with us.